What will 2015 bring the business aviation industry? What are the coming year's major advocacy issues? From the National Business Aviation Association, this is Flight Plan. I'm Pete Combs with your trusted source for business aviation news. As 2014 comes to a close, it's time to look ahead to the coming year. What will it hold for business aviation? What will come up on Capitol Hill that will impact our industry? And what can we do about it? Dick Dubrava is NBAA's Vice President for Government Affairs. He says one of the first issues we'll face is reconstituting the GA Caucus. As a new Congress comes into session, 38 former caucus members won't be there. This, says Dubrava, is a perfect time to use NBAA's Contact Congress tool.
Having worked in a congressional office at one time, I know that members obviously are very attuned, or they wouldn't get elected or get reelected if they don't listen to their constituents and their concerns. And I don't know a member of Congress that doesn't look at a mail log or look at a broad variety of the mail that they get, and it has a huge impact. And again, I know that to take the time, the couple of minutes that it takes to get online and use that tool, I can tell you from firsthand experience that I know it's valuable use of your time.
Once again, user fees are expected to be an issue in the coming year. After all, they have been in every year of the current administration since it took office.
We would call on our members again to use the Contact Congress tool to contact their members of Congress and let them know that they are opposed to this user fee. And we do have a letter that's posted that allows you to use that and personalize it, and we hope that our members would take advantage of that so they hear the voice of their constituents. It's really important to have that advocacy tool out there, because when they get a direct letter from a constituent, from a voter, it really means a lot, because that's somebody that they have a connection to.
Other issues NBAA expects to shape the coming year include access to airports across the United States, especially in communities where the airports themselves are threatened. Again, Dubrava says it's important to stay in front of lawmakers and regulators so that NBAA members can be sure their voices are being heard when it comes to matters that affect them most.
We provide a number of forums throughout the year for our members to become engaged directly with the regulators. Obviously, they deal with the regulators on their own as operators and meeting their requirements. But obviously, our goal is to provide as many forums and opportunities for our members to interact with the regulators. We do that through a host of local, regional, and obviously our conventions. We meet with the administrator and the secretary on a regular basis. So we have challenges on the security side as well. So obviously, as we deal with DHS and the Customs and Border Protection folks, all of those are challenges and opportunities for our members out there. But that's what we're totally committed to doing, is to providing those opportunities, that input from our members to those agencies and to the Congress, so that they understand what these proposed bills or legislation or proposed regulations will have on the operators.
I'll have more business aviation news for you in just a moment. But first, please, this message.
NBAA members, make sure you're getting Business Aviation Insider, NBAA's free bi-monthly member publication. The award-winning magazine includes tips and tools, regulatory hot topics, and the latest industry news affecting those in your flight operation. Learn how to subscribe or get additional copies if you already receive it at www.nbaa.org/insider.
Welcome back to NBAA's Flight Plan. I'm Pete Combs. We've been looking ahead to 2015 in this edition of NBAA's Flight Plan, but just for a moment, I want to take an important look back. That's because two men with strong ties to the association will soon be inducted into the National Aviation Hall of Fame. On October 2nd, NASA's legendary mission director Gene Kranz and the late Robert Hartzell, who pioneered propeller development, will be honored in ceremonies at the NAHF in Dayton. Hartzell developed lightweight, controllable propellers that helped spur the growth of general aviation into the industry that it is today. And Kranz, whose cool under fire is the stuff movies are made of, I'm thinking Apollo 13 here, continues to be a consistently strong advocate for business aviation. And that's the latest from the National Business Aviation Association. Remember, you can subscribe to all Flight Plan podcasts at Apple's iTunes website or download them from nbaa.org. I'm Pete Combs. Thanks for listening to Flight Plan.